is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Mark and Josh are both here from Queens of the Stone Age. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Welcome, welcome.
Glad to
I thought this was hug line.
Totally. It can be.
That over at the bear hug tent at the carnival.
It may digress into that. We had the band on 9 months ago.
Was it that long?
Mm-hmm. 6 months ago. Last week, the band was in studio.
Yesterday night.
I drove the band in tonight after doing a marathon love line. No, I don't know when the band was in last, but... I remember truly enjoying everybody in the band and enjoying the stories of roofing and Palm Springs. There's nothing. It's like I'm from North Hollywood. And it gets pretty hot, and I worked in Chatsworth and it gets very hot. But I have like hot offs with guys. Like, yeah, I did framing in Simi Valley in July.
It's 170.
Okay? It's 170 degrees. And we had a foreman. He used to spray us with molasses and then dump sawdust and tar paper on us, and then he'd cover us with foil.
Well, we were in a nasty cheese grating accident before we would roof every day, and then we were dipped in a vat of hot butter and self-torture and mutilation.
You'd pop.
Yeah.
Well, we were working on a greenhouse, so, if it was about 170 outside, it was probably about 218 inside the actual greenhouse.
Didn't you say that you'd go to work at like 3 and lay off at 8 or something? Or 11?
Well, that's when I worked on the agricultural farm.
Oh, I
see. I'd get up at 3 and go to the Salton Sea where all the fish are dead and washing up on the water.
Good time.
Oh, God, those days.
Well.
Forget this rock crap.
I just, so as I guess... Queens of the Stone Age were starting to make their move when they came in here last, but really, really started pulling ahead of the field since they got out of here. And I was just actually on a plane coming from Vegas tonight, reading about you and the new Rolling Stone, and just seeing the album and you guys everywhere, and just. Want to say that it couldn't have happened to nicer guys.
Well, thank you. Payola really does work.
No, it's good old-fashioned hard work.
Corruption, it's not just for kids anymore.
It's old-fashioned ass-kissing.
Yeah. Well, I do. I like the band, and I'm glad. You know, so often people come on the show, we never hear from them again.
Yeah, it's true.
That's when they get successful.
You're bonded in your roofing experience.
Working guys.
You know, last time they were on, I was, like, talking to them on the break, telling them how great they were, because I've been a huge fan for a couple of years now. And I'm like, you guys should have a radio play. And they're like, yeah, who cares, whatever. We just like playing rock.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you know, if someone plays your song, that's cool. And if they don't, that's okay, too. There's a whole bunch of music I don't like, and I don't really worry about it. It's just supposed to be the good stuff, you know?
Well, nominated for a Grammy, and in many of the categories of the Rolling Stone issue I had, was one with the Critic's Choice and the Reader's Choice, had all the sort of best of, and I must have seen Queens of the Stone Age in there 3 or 4 times in many different categories. So I'm sure you got that issue, and it must be very flattering.
It's I've wallpapered my bathroom with it.
Smart. I used it in my bathroom, too, but in a different way.
Oh, well, somebody's picture was in there?
It was just, was that you in my dream?
So let me ask you guys if this is happening. I've noticed something happening to me. Like, I don't notice the getting older stuff too much.
You will.
Yeah, like one thing I do notice, for instance, is I can't see the ages on the screens as well on the monitor, but I think that's just the way you're tilting it. But here's what I don't know.
That's syphilis.
Tell me what happens. I'm going to die like Al Capone in here. Tell me what happens with this, Drew. I can't find the direction of where sounds are emanating anymore.
Oh.
I got the cell phone in the inside pocket of my jacket, and I'm driving, and it's ringing, and I got my hand stuffed under the passenger seat, and I'm feeling around for it, and then I'm feeling... I don't know where stuff is coming from.
That's just that nutty professor stuff that guys get when they hit about 40.
You
know,
oh,
they,
really?
They become pops then. They're like, huh, what, who, what?
I was taking...
Everything's
taking,
overwhelming.
I was taking a nap.
You nasty kids.
I was taking a nap tonight, and you know there's those steel plates they put over the holes in the street?
A nap is a clear sign.
I think it's called a manhole cover, yeah?
No, is that what they're calling them now, those newfangled... No, it's one of the big plates they put over, and they do a temporary ditch. A car would drive over it and make this sort of... And I'm lying in bed, and I'm like, who's there? And I actually, and the street is like a quarter mile away. And I actually got up and hung my head out of my bathroom window. And I was upstairs. I was like,
Adam,
who's there?
You are losing it. You are losing it.
Really, I'm turning like a old guy in a Scooby-Doo episode.
You're like Mr. Wilson.
Don't say nap. Do something PC and lame, like say power nap.
Yeah, I was taking a power nap.
Yeah.
I'm losing my bearings is what I'm saying. I don't know. The phone rings in the house, and it's the portable variety, you know, and it's somewhere, and I'm running all around. I can't find it.
You answer the banana.
That's right. Have a good long conversation with the Chiquita lady.
Pray to the banana.
All right. Is anyone else having trouble with directional sounds like I am, or is that just me?
That's you.
I am, but it's only – I've been up for 4 days.
Oh, really?
It's totally different.
Oh, yeah. You guys
Why?
Are
Travel?
I'm doing like this David Blaine thing where we just got back from Australia and the jet lag has got me flipped around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, humans weren't meant to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Not this human.
It'll it'll make you punchy, but it'll be funny.
It actually feels kind of good. It's kind of fluffy and I don't know where I am.
All right. Well, Drew, do you know where you are?
Do I ever?
All right. Let's take a question for the band.
Sure.
Neil?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm actually on the air.
Yeah.
All right. My question is for Queen of the Stone Age. I want to know what you guys' biggest accomplishment was.
Not being thrown out of the building.
It sounds like just getting up and getting in here tonight.
No. What? I think being able to make another record. If we make a record and are able to go on and do another one.
That's what I was wondering, what it's like to work with Dave Grohl, because... He's he's like my hero.
It's hot.
It's the best sex I've ever had. Definitely.
He seems crazy, but in a good way, like in a happy way.
Yeah, he's
happy crazy.
Happy.
Not mean maniacal crazy, but sort of I think I'm Napoleon crazy.
Goofy, lovey dovey.
Yeah, like old fashioned crazy. Kooky, not nutty.
Wacky.
Wacky. With like an emphasis on zany, but not quite, because zany is intentional.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? You try to be zany.
Yeah, Z of zany antics.
Kooky is just something God gives you.
Yeah, like a touch of Don Knotts.
Yeah.
Mixed with, John Bonham.
Yeah, he really, and you know, I was thinking between Nirvana and the Foo Fighters, this guy's been in a couple pretty rocking bands.
He was in Nirvana.
Drew?
No, yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about?
He is.
Yeah, he's...
Of course he's in Nirvana.
Really?
We're just kidding, Neil.
Sorry.
We're just, you know, jabbing you.
Yeah. Sorry. All right, you okay, Neil?
Yeah, I'm just really nervous.
All right, buddy.
I am too.
Good times, though, right?
Definitely.
These are the days, people. These are the party days.
Ashley?
Yes?
You're 14?
Yes.
What's up?
My question is, I was giving this guy head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, started going up against his stomach, and I didn't know if that was okay, or, I mean, I didn't know what to do.
I'm not quite picturing what it is you're having a problem with.
His penis went up against his stomach, right?
Yeah,
straight up, and
while it was in
hard.
My mouth.
While it was in your mouth?
Yeah.
Well, it was probably heading that way. Your mouth just caught it at the pass, you know what I mean? But it was probably would have gone that way anyway.
That would be where they go.
Well, where some go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was normal because, I mean, it was, like, already, like, up, but I didn't know if it was, like, supposed to do that or not. And
well, let me get something straight here. You're 14, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that legal?
I don't know. How old is this guy?
He's, like, 16.
16?
If you have to ask a question like she's asking, she ain't ready to be doing this kind of thing, seems to me.
Yeah, leave that to the professionals.
Yeah, like, Drew, like, the penis went straight. Was he on his back?
Yeah, he was laying down.
Laying down, and was the penis going straight up like a flagpole at some point?
Shouldn't it be curvy like one of those crazy milk straws?
That's what mine's like. It's like a pig's tail.
You mean the
like a water slide. Yeah. All right, and it was going straight up, but then when you put it in your mouth, it went back toward his belly.
Yeah, I mean, but it was, like, already in my mouth. But, yeah, I was, like, going toward his stomach, and I was...
No, you're supposed to put it in your eye.
I think a little too much about this, Adam.
Yeah. Well, what I'll often do is take another guy, face him the other direction, and use his penis to counterbalance. That's, so it's kind of a yin and a yang.
That's called a Frosty Muldoon.
I thought that was a Fruity Henderson.
I'm sorry, Fruity Henderson.
Ashley, is this your boyfriend?
No.
Well, what are you doing with this penis in your mouth?
Is he a customer?
Oh, I mean, it was...
Were you talking to me or her?
It was what?
It was New Year's, and I mean, having fun for New Year's.
Nothing like bringing in the New Year with a little penis.
Is somebody you liked?
Kind of. Not really, though. I just wanted to get some dick.
Not really, because you don't think he likes you and you're just trying to save yourself?
Well, I mean, I like him and everything, but in a way it's kind of awkward because that's like one of my best friend's ex-boyfriends.
Yes. I can see why you'd want to stay away from this guy.
Yeah, but I mean, I still talk to him and everything, and, you know, I mean, he still, like, wants to do stuff with me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sure.
I do too, actually, now.
14, sure. Just take that retainer out, put the Hello Kitty notebook down.
I'll do all your homework for a month.
Just because he wants to do something with you doesn't mean he likes you, right?
Well, I mean, I know that, but...
All right, baby, where's your dad?
My dad? I mean, I still see him and everything, but my parents are divorced.
How often do you see your dad? How often do you see your dad?
Probably like every other weekend, but I haven't been able to go to his house.
How come?
Because my brother lives there, and he has his girlfriend living there, and my mom doesn't think that's right. And my brother, when I used to stay over there, he would, like, let me do drugs, and, I mean, he'd bring me to my house, and, like, to my house when my mom wasn't here.
Is this your older brother?
Yeah, he's my stepbrother.
Oh, boy.
Brady Bunch.
Did he ever do anything else to you?
My stepbrother?
Yeah.
No.
All right. So, Ashley, no more blowjobs for this guy, right?
Yeah, find a new guy.
That's right.
Maybe it's just because I was drunk the last time I was here, but I don't remember this being like so child pornography oriented of a show.
You guys are creepier now somehow. We've tried to take a turn.
The questions, and then what happened?
We got pulled in our program director's office just after you guys were here last, and he wanted us to head toward pedophilia a little more. Do you remember that message?
Of course. Of course.
Ratings.
Yeah, so we're going for ratings.
Come in and give me a hug.
All right, Ashley.
Yes.
No more, right? And look, don't get pregnant.
And no less either.
Don't get into that whole white trash thing, okay?
I'm not white.
Yeah. What are you?
I'm Mexican.
Well, don't get into that Mexican trash thing.
But Ashley, the deal is these guys aren't going to like you for doing this. They're going to hang around, but it's just for this. And you're going to end up, first of all, you're never going to recoup what you want with dad. And that's really what you're trying to do here. And you're going to always feel bad about yourself. She's another example of that paradox of girls with low self-esteem have lots of sex and guys with high self-esteem have lots of sex.
That's right.
Where do those girls hang out again?
They're all over now. They weren't around. They were like basically as popular as cell phones were when I was in high school. Like the president had one, and I once saw a guy on a golf course wearing one of those. There's like five guys. Like that's how, like in 1982, that's about how popular these girls were. And now every kid's got one. That's what it is. It's the same as cell phones.
Yeah. I didn't get cable till I was 12.
Oh, really?
I was so deprived.
Now, how old are you now?
I'm 13.
Wow. It's been a
good
year.
And I keep slapping against my belly. I don't understand.
Drew, some guys do get that boner that slaps up on the belly.
Yeah.
It's nice because you can launch like a roll of tube socks, you know, like in your buddy's tent or something. Like,
can't say I have.
You know?
No, I've never witnessed
well,
that.
Well, and
either.
If you play music, it's like a percussion instrument. It's called the slappy.
Right. Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 23?
Yep.
Drew, you seriously never launched anything off your erect penis?
No.
Really?
I know, it's hard to believe.
Really, Mark? Well,
today's the day. It's never too late.
I remember last time it was erect.
Josh, when's the last time you launched something off of Mark's band?
Right as we came in here, I actually launched a deck of cards into the air off Mark's penis.
That's
and the card that he had picked was still stuck there.
Oh, my God, that would be a great trade.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was blown. What?
Sarah, 23. Sarah?
Yeah?
What's up?
I have been with my husband for about 2 years now. We got pregnant 6 months into our engagement, and we've been married now for 8 months, and the baby is 6 months old. And it seems like probably since I got pregnant, he is not interested in sex anymore.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to do anything with mama.
Yeah.
You're fat.
True, please.
We hear all the time the women having dropped their sex drive, but there's sort of a biological explanation for that. But with men, it usually is more of a psychological issue or an interpersonal issue. You worry. A lot of guys get weird about mom.
Six months pregnant?
6 months old child.
Yeah.
Oh, and no more.
Yeah. And he hasn't since. I mean, when I was pregnant, we still had sex pretty frequently.
Did he want the pregnancy?
Yeah.
He did.
Anything else going on with him? Is he depressed? Is he working a lot?
I think he's depressed, and I know he has low self-esteem issues because he's really overweight.
Mm.
How big is he?
He's like 375.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's like 6'4". So
wow.
He's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, it's a lot of man. You sure you want him on top of you? Doesn't sound like a great plan, does it?
In fact, is that what they do?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, what size are you?
Me, I'm a bigger girl, too. I'm like 5'5". I weigh like 200.
All right.
So, yeah. I mean, I weigh more. It's been hard for me to take off my pregnancy weight. So, I weighed less before I was pregnant.
It took me months to get rid of mine.
Oh, really? You look great.
Well, I have a delicious shake for breakfast and for lunch.
Josh is wearing those ski pants.
Yeah,
it looks fantastic.
But you guys go, oh, 200 pounds. She can hold her own then. But, you know, it's not like the thoracic cavity is enlarged. It's already got a bunch of weight on it. Then you slap this guy on top of it. Well, it's amazing she can move air at all.
Your spine has like a metric ton on it each time you guys have sex.
I think you should floss your thoracic cavity.
Well, we just joined a gym, so.
All right, good.
Our New Year's resolution was to lose weight.
Does he have any funny fetishes or anything like that?
No, actually, honestly, it's really hard for me to talk about because I feel like I'm talking horrible about him, but it's like he has no sex drive.
And no medication?
Mm-mm.
Is he doing drugs or alcohol?
No, neither one of us drink or do drugs because our parents were alcoholics.
Well, now's the time to start.
your
husband is morbidly obese. You have a six-month-old. It's time to start hitting the bottle. I wish someone would have told me to get started earlier.
Talk with them about it. Don't be embarrassed. It's something you should focus. You need to sort of rekindle in your relationship. And it may be a little weird out about being
and
a parent.
Also, when guys get a lot of fat going on them, it slows them down with the sexual appetite, does it not, Drew? Big guys?
they get the
estrogen circulating.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, because I have tried to talk to him about, he's not even interested in it when I initiate it.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't usually change things for guys too much because it sort of freaks them out. Mm. I say you guys start going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You start listening to classical music. You go on long walks.
Smooth jazz.
You find Jesus Christ.
And bring him here, actually, would you?
Right. Bring him over to my path.
You know, dress up in something nice, like a clown suit or like a...
I'm going to make a ton of money with this cat at the track, I'll tell you that right now. And you be a good parent to your child, all right?
Please.
Yeah.
All right, and good times, too, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Michael Jackson thing tonight?
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of it.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Everything I always knew was there was laid out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
Let's hear about it.
Well, they ran this touted Michael Jackson 2-hour special that some British guy
who was good. He was good.
Pretty good.
Asked the right questions for a change.
Yeah. In a sort of British accent, you can make fun of anyone or ask any question. No one gets
it sounds
pissed
serious.
Off. I hit someone with my nasally drone and Brillo head, and everyone gets pissed off. I'm not even trying to be mean. But he was asking some good questions, and Michael Jackson has had quite a life. And he's talking about his dad beating him and being out of control and scared and going on these crazy shopping sprees and touring Never Never Land. And
ugh, he's there in Never Never Land right
writing,
now.
Writing songs up in a tree. You see that part?
Have you seen? Yes. Oh, in front of his bedroom, there's two giant, like 10-foot Boy Scouts that guard the doorway.
Oh no, but I saw about 25 minutes of them. I saw the Peter Pan puppets and
everywhere.
He travels.
Peter. He travels with all his crap.
He travels around with these mannequins, and then he goes to Las Vegas. He takes up a floor. He puts all the mannequins, and not mannequins, but sort of life-like mannequins, where if you saw them, you'd think they were human beings.
Yeah.
He surrounds himself with that, and then he has like a little lark, like one of those electric-powered carts
that
my grandma uses in the supermarket.
Yeah, I use those too.
I'm going to start using two, by the way.
Yeah,
because
if you ask, they'll let you.
He tools around the hotel floor.
Yeah, he says,
gross.
So they're like, what do you have this for, Michael? Sometimes late at night, when I get bored and I'm all alone, I go up and down the hall in it. And it's like...
He's very clear.
It's like, now he's like a retarded kid. He's not like a kid.
He's very clear. He doesn't want to grow up. He's just a retard. Very stuck at age 10. Very stuck.
But then he goes... So he rides this lark around the hall going, woohoo, at like 3 in the morning. Then the next day he goes into the Caesar's Palace and goes into one of these crazy gift shops and buys like a jade globe for... $270,000.
They said he spent $1 million in that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he bought 5 jade globes.
Yeah.
Like, he buys this kind of, it's just crazy, gaudy. It's really, he's got to have some Middle Eastern blood in him with his taste.
Is he gaudy, though? I
didn't see any evidence. It was just Peter Pan everywhere. And then all of a sudden.
You don't see it, but he goes and buys this crazy stuff that looks like it's like should be in some Persian whorehouse somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's where we should be, too.
Yeah.
With an Asian globe.
Yeah. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Queens of the Stone Age here tonight. We're going to come back. We're going to hear something from them. We'll do all that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Mark and Josh are both here from Queens of the Stone Age. We're going to hear something off the CD. I think we'll take one call, then hear a song. That sounds right. Karen?
Hey.
Hey, you're 26. What's up?
Yes, I love you guys, Adam and Dr. Drew. You're great.
Thanks.
I do, too. I really do.
I have a question about what would you say constitute like emotional abuse in a relationship?
Whenever someone does not care about your feelings, period. Whatever their behavior goes on, irregardless of how you feel.
Wow.
Isn't it regardless?
Yes, irregardless does not exist as a word. Thank you for pointing that out.
I got thrown out of Valley College, okay?
Mr. Diploma Schmoma.
That's right, which I do think is a real word, by the way.
It pops out of your mouth, but, you know. I know, but when
did you turn into Don King?
Do you have a dictionary here?
Yes.
Look.
He looks up words very quickly.
We need a diagnosis.
Oh, my God,
for
irregardless.
Is it okay to use irregardless?
It's in the dictionary.
I just had someone making fun of that the other day.
The definition is regardless. That's the definition.
Irregardless is regardless, but...
Lying will not help you.
Probable blend of irrespective and regardless.
Ah, all right. Well, so, anyway, irregardless, Karen?
Yes.
Why, what is your man doing?
Well, I'm trying to, you know, get really close and communicate, and he's like not interested, you know. He's like,
well, but I look at it as emotional abuse when a woman tries to communicate.
Yeah, see,
so
he may just be closed. That's different than abusive. Being closed is not necessarily abusive. It could be neglectful.
Maybe he just doesn't like people knowing about him.
Yeah, like if he's asleep and you're talking to him, that's not abuse.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's not calling you.
Not sleeping, though. He's not
calling you like a fat whore or anything like that, right?
No, worse.
Worse?
Worse?
Yeah.
What does he say?
I can't say on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he is being abusive.
How would you not know that was abuse?
How would I not know?
Well, what does he call you? But don't use it, but, you know, abbreviate, like the F word or the S word.
Effing, S-ing.
A B word.
You bitch!
Okay.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
So that's not Baba Ganoush?
C word. That's not good.
The C word.
Yeah, that's not good.
See, I don't, that C word to me is, It's like when you play a video game, you got a bunch of bullets, but only one mortar round. You know what I mean? I like to save that one for when I hit the troop transport. You know, I don't like to waste it on the infantry.
What are we talking about? Cockamamie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I keep that one in my sock. It's like my Derringer. You know what I mean? When the card game goes bad, that's what I use that one for. Yeah. Yeah, you use it too much, it loses its meaning.
Yeah.
So he calls you the B word, well, the bitch.
Anyway, listen.
And the C word.
He clearly is abusive. Why are you with this guy?
Wait, but are you, like, annoying or anything like that?
Am I annoying? No one else finds me annoying.
You stinking whore.
I think I must.
Why are you with this guy?
Why am I with him?
He's a sweet guy.
I love him. Well, yeah, sometimes he can be very sweet.
Yeah.
You don't know him when we're alone. You don't know.
What?
One of the things that happens to people that have been abused themselves is they deny the contents of someone's mind when they become abusive.
That's
what I do with Adam. That's how I get along with him.
Shut up.
See what I'm saying? That you actually deny what your brain automatically does is go into this mode where you go, well, he's just wonderful. I love him. I idealize him. When he treats you like crap, you just sort of deny the feelings, the horrible feelings he has about you don't exist as far as you're concerned. And that comes from having been abused as a child, when you deny the contents of the abuser's mind as a way of surviving the abuse.
This is what happened to the Jacksons.
I know you were. That's how this gets set up.
Good. So, we don't like this guy.
He's an
abuser. Could you get out of this relationship, please?
I think so.
All right.
But I'm afraid I'm going to just get involved with another guy that's going
to
do this.
Yeah, great instinct. So, how about get some treatment to look into things a little bit?
Yeah.
Is there a way I could find out about a good place?
You want to just go to a shrink?
Yeah. I mean, I'll just first start with somebody. Just ask around for qualified
mental health. I've got, like, patterns. I've done that. This isn't my first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Well, this is the beginning. You know, there's a problem. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, it just seems like you got great taste. Just keep up the good work and, you know.
And I'll be home later, honey.
All right, Karen. All right, you're turning the corner here. Get some help, all right?
Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I think we did good
work. Wow. That was as close to a breakthrough as we've had in like 4 years
ever.
On this show.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, it just made it all worth it right there.
Well, let's celebrate with a song.
Yeah. All right. This is from Songs for the Deaf, and this one is called No One Knows.
No one knows.
There you go, everyone. Queens of the Stone Age.
There we are.
Yeah. Hi. What's your name?
Something's wrong with Adam's mic. How about that? There we go.
There we go.
You did that on purpose.
All right.
It was off.
Anyway, nominated for a Grammy.
Grammy,
everybody. Drew, you take over that.
Okay. It's nominated for a Grammy.
The cough button.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Your cough button.
How could that be? No, this is where he's hooked.
Now,
your coffee
it's
button.
It's all underneath. Uh-oh.
That's what they all say.
All right, we'll take some calls in the meantime, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
You can just leave, Adam. Get some coffee, relax, take your time. Anderson's gonna.
You're fired.
Anderson's gonna crap a brick here. Here is a. This is a better call for Adam. Hold on a second. This is now Shelly, who is 22. Yeah, Shelly.
Oh, hey.
What's going on?
Hello. Not too much actually. I'm in love with a girl who I've been in love with since I was 14. And now I'm a lot older than that, but the feelings haven't really changed. But also, now I'm kind of with a guy who I've also been out with off and on all the way since seventh grade. And I love him, but I'm not in love with him, you know, because
yeah.
I'm in love with her.
You
but
like him, but you don't.
Drew, say something Whoa. Mean. I'm going nuts.
I just heard this today.
But you don't like him.
No, I love him.
Oh, I see.
I do love him, and I'm not. I mean,
yeah.
I do love him. I just like. I don't know. I think that you guys kind of answered my question before with perspective,
the song?
Regardlessness. Oh. You know.
Yeah, irregardless.
Irrespective.
Yeah.
Irrespective. Well, I got perspective.
Well, that's another victory.
From my
then.
Perspective, it's regardless, right? You know, I mean, because I can love both of them.
Semantics, girl.
I feel like my chair has been spun around 40 times.
What's up with you? You doing speed?
No, actually, I'm manic depressive and I'm manic right now.
There you go.
Oh,
you have a problem with that?
No, I feel it. It's like somebody's been spinning me around in a circle.
You're like fun.
You're tangential and sped up, and
I felt like I was at home.
Yeah, almost. I'm on the hill. Where are you guys anyway?
We're
around.
We're
yeah.
in the thick.
No, we're not in your city, Shelly.
Oh, really? No. But is Queen of the Stone Age not from Seattle?
No.
No, yeah. They're not.
We're from the desert.
Don't be a fool, you idiot!
Nice. All right.
Shelly, I can't quite follow what you're asking.
But the answer to your question is 7.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
7 and Tuesday.
Shelly, I can't quite... Are you taking your meds?
Up the dose.
Oh, she used the F word. We got to put her on hold.
That was totally
legitimate
hot.
Question. Are you taking your meds or not?
You know, when a doctor asks you if you're taking your meds, it's like, you tell them to F off.
Right away. I was told that as a child, and it's worked good for me.
Yeah, off the bat, you just...
Yeah.
Immediately.
I like that. Drew asked who's taking her medication. Tell them to F off.
Oh, the way he asked, I mean, come on.
Yeah, Drew. Where's your phone side, man?
You saw what happened. You saw he was dressed. He deserved it.
That's right.
Who's Drew, asking for it?
That was as much as an attack as if you'd just taken a fireplace poker and lunged at her.
Was it?
Yeah, that
I've got
that
I've got
thing.
An exam on my.
You really got to take a look in the mirror.
I think she needs to up the dose, whatever it is.
Well, I don't think she's taking anything. That's the problem. I mean, if she's supposed to be taking something, she better.
Well, she's not taking any advice either.
Yeah. Drew, you need to spend a little time in Michael Jackson's Green Tree.
Yeah, I do.
I was getting some.
Oh, no.
See what you've done.
All right, let's go to break.
Wait. It's got to be the mic here. No. That's the thing.
No, it's touching.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
It is.
Oh.
Hi. Nice. All right, let's go to break.
All right,
before something happens. Queens of Stone Age, we'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Queens of the Stone Age here tonight. Mark and Josh are here. And got some dates where you can find the boys. They're going to be at the joint at the Hard Rock on the 22nd of this month, and then over at the Grove in Anaheim on the 25th, and Rialto Theater on the 1st.
Don't forget Andy's birthday party and Sadie Hawkins dance over at Sherman High.
You can probably find out all the dates and when the guys are going to be in a town near you if you go to their website, which is at
qotsa.com.
Or Q-O-T?
Yeah, Queens of the Stone Age, qotsa.com.
All right, so go there and find the dates.
Tie Boy Weekly as well.
Oh, yeah. Bear magazine as well. All right, let's, Drew.
Yep.
You ready to go?
Yep.
Right.
Let's do.
Gabriella.
Yes.
You're 18.
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend recently has been wanting me to try to swallow.
And I back to this again.
Mm-hmm. I've been curious to see how long that stays in your system.
In your system?
Yeah, like when you swallow, does it digest?
And... Yeah. Just, no.
Are
just...
you being semen tested at school?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's you know.
It has a half-life, like radiation.
Yeah, it never leaves.
It just moves through your stomach rather rapidly, and it's really not... Nothing much is absorbed.
I don't know. My grandmother was telling me the other day that she still has some in her from a doughboy in World War One.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good for my skin.
So there's nothing really bad with it, then?
Just in terms of what's... that's how you can track certain sexually transmitted
by
diseases.
By the way, what would be so different from, you know, a... nice load of goo than a chicken wing or a Funyun.
In terms of how it gets
what's
through
better,
your
Funyun?
Yeah.
I would
that's
say,
what I call it, by
I would
the way.
Say wean yourself onto it with Funyuns by
comparing
putting
it
a little
to
bit
what?
On.
I understand. Comparing it in what sense?
Well, I mean, I'm saying why do people think there's magical properties to this? Like, I mean, as fast as some ranch dressing passes through
exactly.
you, it's as fast as this passes
exactly.
through you.
Exactly.
So it's not like you're it's not liquid mercury. And does mercury come in a solid form? Because if so, it needs a publicist.
No, I think it's certain temperatures.
You rarely hear about the solid form
no,
of mercury.
But semen comes in a solid form.
That's right.
Well, mercury, because it's a metal and a liquid, it's very novel. See,
I know, but you hear liquid mercury a lot.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All right. Hey.
So did that liquid mercury thing answer your question?
You're fine.
Thank you.
Indulge, bottoms up, and mazel tov.
L'chaim.
All right. All right.
There you go.
I know a Jew when I hear one. They love drinking that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the
yeah.
ladies. That's what they're known for, right, Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Kevin? You're 13?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys from Queens of the Stone Age where you get your motivation for the song you just played, No One Knows, and why you chose those lyrics.
Chosen.
Yeah.
It's one of... I resent that bong, man. It was a totally different substance than that. Now, it's... You know, you write about what you know.
Uh-huh.
And you write about kind of what you see out there. And in the case of this, it's the feeling of being stuck with something.
A wax dart.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah, I mean, you kind of chase the sounds in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I deny all responsibility for that song.
Okay.
Kevin, you any closer to an answer?
Was that vague enough for you, Kevin?
Wait, what?
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Thank all you. Right, Kevin, you in a band yourself?
No, but I want to start one.
All right. What instrument are you going to play?
Probably bass guitar.
Oh. Why bass? Why not go for lead guitar if you haven't started a band?
Because I'm not too good at that.
All right.
Well, and you can look cooler, easier with bass.
Right.
A bass is better because it's low slung and you can smoke. You know what I mean? Like once in a while, the guy takes the hands off the frets and seems to have an open hand and can sort of keep it going with the other hand.
What are we talking about here?
Well, I'm just saying any monkey. No. What I'm saying is it's got a better position, the bass does.
Yeah, it's like a low slung, you know, it's kind of a menagerie of badassery.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, let's talk to Melissa, who's 25. Melissa?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
Good. I actually have a question for Mark. I've been a pretty big fan of yours. I used to listen to Screaming Trees all the time back when I was in high school. I just thought you guys were great. And I know that you're recording a solo album right now, or at least that's what I heard. Are you planning on recording with the Screaming Trees ever again?
No, I'm not.
No?
Any bad blood?
No. I mean...
Just been there, done that?
Just regular blood.
Just regular blood.
Adam
as
was
tied
with the rest of the trees, so...
Yeah.
You guys were quite friendly, as I recall. We're friends, but we don't want to work together anymore.
That's understandable. You guys were together for a while. Well, great. Well, thank you so much. Hey, are the Queens going to be coming to Northern California?
Oh,
I saw you guys when you were here last October in San Francisco and Santa Cruz, but never got to. I saw on your website that you're not coming back.
You know, I don't know if we are actually. There's a couple legs of this tour because we're kind of trying to play everywhere, and this first one I don't think goes up to Northern California.
A lot of Texas.
Thank you.
Texas and Oklahoma.
Hey, Melissa.
Yeah.
That Southwest will get you anywhere for $19.
Just don't sit in that seat that's backwards.
That's true.
Well, what I hear, but I don't know.
Don't sit in the backwards seat. That really is. I've taken that a few times. It's disconcerting when you're being pulled toward the tail of the plane when they're taking off. And then when you're actually taking off, you're actually doubled over and just a belt. You know what I was thinking? I had two kids with me on the flight, two infants, and the moms were just sort of hanging on to them the whole time. And I thought, how come you guys are making such a big deal over my tray table and you're just holding Junior with one hand and an Us magazine with the other? You know what? Why is that okay?
I think they should have a baby section, a family section.
Make it a cage.
Why do they got to distribute them evenly throughout the cabin?
I know. It's like every 4.2 aisles there has to be a kid. And this kid was making a sound. Drew, I've heard babies cry, but I haven't heard them squeal that much. Like, the kid wasn't crying. The kid was going, whoa! And I had my ear plugged. I had my finger stuffed in my ear, and this kid was just squealing. And I was thinking of you, and I was thinking of me, and I was thinking, I would put something over the kid's head.
Yeah.
The kid was squealing. Can you put something over a kid? Why can't you?
No, you got to do it back.
Plastic bag or something.
You got to do it back. Right when the kid stops crying, then you do that.
Right.
As well.
Right into their ear?
Because if that's okay with the kid, then you should be able to.
Right. What's good for the goose kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
True. Seriously, can't you smother them just a little bit, like when they're squealing? Like,
you can try all kinds of things, but it usually makes them worse.
This kid was just bellowing, and I had another kid in front of me. I like when the parents explain to their kids what other kids are doing. That's always kind of funny. Like, there's a 2.5-year-old in front of me, and there's a 9-month-old squealing, and she's like, and she's going, that's a baby. They really should just be an adult airplane, shouldn't there?
Yeah, or a family section. Well, just for young kids, little kids.
I cannot wait till you have a child. You've got to have a child, Adam.
I'm not gonna put them on my lap and take them to Vegas with me.
You must have again. I pray for twins.
It's okay just to hold a 2-year-old on your lap the entire time, but if my bag is not fully under the seat in front of me, I'm getting arrested and dragged off the plane. Really? That's okay. The kid's just riding the mom's knees. Like a pogo stick the whole way to L.A., and that's okay? There's no danger there? Really? They got to do something with these kids, Drew. I say they put them down below with Zsa Zsa's dog.
Okay.
All right. Should we take a little break?
Please.
Well, let's sell this call.
All right.
All right. Because we got a couple seconds. Jason?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What happened? What was that?
I'm sorry?
All right, you're 23. What's up?
I'm kind of wondering why I only go for married women or women that are with guys already or women that are usually with my friends.
You do that because you're a total dick.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. We'll get to the bottom of this.
All right, but it's probably that
because it's accessible.
Hold on, Jason. All right.
Right.
Accessible. Yeah.
All right. All right, we'll take a break. Queens of Stone Age here tonight. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. The band you hear behind us are Queens of the Stone Age. Josh is in studio. Mark should be happening along any second now.
Yeah, compulsively masturbates, so yeah.
Songs for the Deaf is the name of the CD, and you can go on to their website if you want to find out information about upcoming tour dates and things of that nature. It's
Q-O-T-S-A.
Right. Just do the first letter of everything, right?
Yeah.
Where'd the name come from? Somebody was going to ask that, and they dropped off the line.
A friend of ours used to call our other band Caius that as a joke in the studio. Our band.
Nothing.
They're pointing.
No, make.
Oh. And we had another name called Gamma Ray, and some German dark metal band threatened to sue me.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
And so I said, I guess I'm in the Queens of the Stone Age again. And by the time I actually felt like changing it, it was too late.
It stuck. It works, though.
Well, it's one of those things, too. It's kind of pushes buttons. I like the idea of kids saying to their parents, I'm going to go see the Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a chuckle.
Yeah. And it, I'm trying to think of, I always think of, I don't know why, but I've decided to think of Jurassic 5 every time I think of Queens of the Stone Age. It's a Stone Age just, and a Jurassic thing.
Sure, sure.
And then I started thinking of Dinosaur Jr. Then I started thinking, that would be a pretty good tour. Dinosaur Jr., Queens of the Stone Age, and Jurassic 5.
Rape Tunnel.
The Rape Tunnel.
That's the name of my new band, Rape Tunnel.
Fart Parade. Yeah. I thought that was
very good.
Yeah. Jason?
Yes.
You're 23, yes. So you only like women who are spoken for.
No, well, it's not really like women. It seems that they are more attracted to me. And
what
and,
wrong?
Well, what would they get from you? What is it that makes you unique?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's that one night fling thing. Maybe it's that tired of whoever they're with.
Maybe it's the opulent lifestyle you can offer them.
And that snappy pace he keeps up.
Yeah. Smooth, talking gent like yourself, probably dressed to the nines.
Just a total three pump jump.
Ascot, monogrammed ascot.
Ass hot.
Laying the jacket down over the puddles.
Is there anything about you that's unique? Anything we should know?
I don't know. Maybe where I work at kind of attracts some more.
Where do you work?
Party boys?
No, I work in music, in the music industry.
You do? What do you do?
I do promotion.
Oh, you do? All right.
Well, that makes sense.
Any big bands coming to town?
I'll have your Queens of the Stone Age in March.
Oh, you do? So you will go out. What will your job be when Queens of the Stone Age rolls?
I'll get my wife and I'll bring her over.
He's going to be at the New Daisy Theater.
What will you do? How will you promote the band?
In Memphis.
Oh, that's just what I do alone in Memphis, period. I mean, it's for several venues.
Oh, well, that's awesome. You're fired. Mm-hmm.
So you're out, like, putting flyers on windshields and things like that?
Oh, no, definitely not. No, it's beyond that.
Could you write our name on a condom and, you know, before you pass the word? And
So why do you carry through with these things if you know these women are involved with your friends?
Because I really refrain. I really resist, but then the more I'm around it, the more, and I'm telling you, it's not me. It's the looks that I keep getting, and I try to restrain, and then he walks out of the room or something like that, and she just gives me that God, that look. And so, for a while and while I restrain, and usually I don't act on it, but there's, there's apparently been a couple times that I have, so.
Well, that's the sort of denial that's going to, get you through this life.
So let me understand this. You feel like they're kind of telling you something with how they look at you, and then it's up to you to make the next move, and some of the time you do it and sometimes you don't, right?
Yeah, and I mean, when I do it, then it happens. It's usually a fling, or they'll leave their old man, and then hell, I get to the point where once I'm with them for about 2 weeks,
you don't want
I don't want to mess with them too much more, because I know they cheat on their old man, they cheat on me, so I get rid of them. So
how many times has this happened?
Happened since the age of 17.
How many times has it happened?
Once.
Married women, women with I don't know. I'd guess around the 20s, something like that.
All right.
Just on and off. I mean, it's literally I went and picked this chick up.
All right, I'm tired.
I'm sorry that my brother called her.
Nice reference.
All right, look, just find yourself a single girl and have a relationship. I like when guys do that. They're victims of their own charm BS, It's like, well, I don't want to do it, but I'm such a draw to the ladies.
What a retard.
Yeah. And you're picturing these chicks like,
Yeah.
You know, like I'm picturing like the fat comedic sidekick chick from Hee Haw.
I'm picturing our show in Memphis.
Yeah. I'm picturing you're fired.
And you know, I've decided in out in the South, they have you get your sort of Daisy Duke or your Ellie Mae, or you get your fat twin in the novelty hot pants with a huge ass. Like, doesn't seem to be a lot of sevens in the South. You're either a nine or a two.
Why do big girls wear stretch pants? I mean, they pull a stretch pants over something as tight as possible. It's like a sausage skin.
But you know,
why
they,
do you wear them though?
Well, I wear them because I look totally hot. But that's totally that's a different.
I think a lot of women treat that clothing like it's a bag that they're packing, which is if they can get the zipper shut, everything's fine. It's just like, as long as I can get it in the overhead.
But it's like 10 pounds of crap stuffed in a 5-pound bag.
Oh, you want to make fun of it? Let's make fun of the South a little more. But TV, no, maybe this goes on, but TV does not recognize a moderately attractive hillbilly woman. It's either, you know, super hot in the Daisy Dukes and ponytails or scary, you know, cider jug and missing a tooth. Well, there's no in between.
Why can't there be a semi-hot cider jugging partially
Daisy
missing
with
tooth?
Like one ponytail?
Daisy puke.
All right, true.
I pray to God my family isn't listening to this.
No. No, they're not. Adrian?
Yes.
You're 17?
I am.
What's up?
Well, first of all, when I think of Queens of the Stone Age, I think of Mothers of Invention just because of the names. I don't know why. Huh. I don't know where you get Jurassic 5.
I think it's the Stone Age in the Jurassic part.
I guess that makes sense. Right. So I'm wondering, this is a moral ethical kind of question. So I go to parties because I'm in high school, and that's what high school students do. And when girls proposition me about things, you know, I'm not going to turn down oral sex, but, like, sexual intercourse, when it's, like, a 14-year-old, I feel somewhat bad about it, and she's inebriated. Like, shouldn't I feel bad about it?
No, I'm the same way. I feel bad, but what are you going to do?
Are you troubled that you don't feel bad about it?
No, I'm just wondering if I should say no. I mean, they're the ones propositioning me.
Hang on, stay with me.
Where are all these guys calling from that these women are attacking them when they're walking down the street?
Yeah.
Right? Chicks attack everyone.
No.
Not these four
Wait,
guys.
Wait, this is one of those my dick's so big I can't ride a bike questions, right?
No, I have a small penis.
All right. Well, now you're in.
In the club?
Yep. I'll send you out a windbreaker tomorrow.
So Adrian, let me just get the clarification here. You don't feel bad about doing this with women.
No, he does.
No. And you're asking, should I?
I do feel bad.
You do feel bad.
I'm still, like, I think with my penis, so feeling bad doesn't really mean...
No, I understand your penis doesn't respond to those sorts of moral imperatives.
It's like there's a chick in front of me.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right. But here's the deal.
I don't want to talk to any 17-year-old chick.
Yeah, but listen.
Here's the deal.
You've got to think in terms of what you're...
Start thinking about a real show.
Relax.
I'm going to call it Rockline. Bring in bands, old bands like Yes and Foghat, 38
Foreigner.
Special, and I just kiss their ass for 2 hours.
They have big penises, and they'll do whatever I say.
That's right. They'll do my bidding for me.
Adrian, you got to think in terms of
them to the rape tunnel.
What your behavior does to other people. In other words, what does this mean to her when you do these things? And
Drew,
first
what
of all,
are you even talking about? Is
I'm
this about my radio
I'm
show?
You go on your diatribe. I'm talking to Adrian. The reality is, if a 14-year-old comes up to you intoxicated, you've committed rape. And if she gives you oral sex, that's also inappropriate sexual contact and potentially sort of
a sexual assault. Don't do it.
And you are harming somebody when you engage in this. You got to think in terms of what it's doing to the other person.
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, you have to leave the country if you want to do something like that.
That's right, and become a director. Let's let's talk to Neil, who's 24. Neil.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Dude, I've been waiting so long to get on. About 2 years ago, actually,
that's
it'd be about 3 years ago, I called in and Dr. Drew, it told me that I was overdosing on Ultram.
Hmm. What's Ultram?
It's an opiate.
All right.
I tried to stop taking it, and I had an appointment scheduled about a week later. I had a serious car accident. I had a lapse of consciousness while I was driving. I hit a brick wall at about 60 miles an hour and crushed both my legs.
Great.
Was in the hospital for a couple of months. And I was,
let me ask something real quick. Is that the proverbial brick wall, or did you actually hit a brick wall? Like,
no,
it was really like cinder block there.
It was
right?
A brick wall, and the scary thing was it was a side of a school. And I was lucky because it was on a Saturday and no one was there. I also went through a bus stop before I hit the brick wall. And the thing I was wondering is I was taking the other stuff to, you know, to not take the narcotics. And now I'm on stronger narcotics, MS Contin and Norco.
Okay.
And I was wondering if in the long term, is this a long-term solution? Cause
No. You're just on to stronger, much more intense opiates.
Why? Because of the injuries?
Because of the injury, but he's an addict, and the disease is progressing, and the injury is just sort of...
Well, I never really had a problem with addiction as far as the medicine. Like,
Have you ever tried to stop?
I can't stop, but I have a bunch of injuries in my legs. I still have osteomyelitis and some other, a lot of bone problems. I probably might have one of my left foot amputated. The thing is this just going to...
Really? How long ago was the accident?
2 years ago.
They're going to take the foot now?
Yeah, the bone start after I guess...
You got to pay your bills.
I know, they kicked me out of the hospital.
They really said they're going to amputate your foot 2 years after the accident?
Yeah, I have a lot of bone problems with, I guess after the accident, the ankle bones are real small and fragile, and they just stopped growing, and I actually started dying. So they fused my ankle, but the bone is so badly...
decomposed?
Heal right, so it started dying again. So they took so much out the first time that basically they just got to cut it off. Because there's not a lot of bone otherwise to work around in there.
What's your nationality?
White.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sick right now.
Usually they wait on the white people. I know it's the black folks, they take their limbs off. Lickety split.
My God.
Yeah, no, I mean it. This is the greatest form of racism. All those old black stars and stuff.
Amputees.
Like, pow, yeah.
Well, I don't know because I'm on the county medical services.
No, all right. So you're not getting the best money can't buy. But
Neil, here's the deal. You are an addict. I know you're having trouble coming to terms with that. But that's how you got yourself in this mess, is because of your addiction to Ultram. And
I'd only taken Ultram for about 2 months.
Listen. You better come to terms with this, because it's the main problem you're dealing with. It's why you're in the condition you're in. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have real sources of pain, and
yeah.
It just makes it that much more difficult to get off these substances.
Now, controlling it the way I have, like not calling for early refills or not saying my dog ate
no,
it. Like
no, yeah, that's addict behavior. But listen, you ought to talk to them about being an addict and about having chronic pain. And there is a school of thought, I happen to not be of this school of thought, but there are people out there that feel very strongly that someone like you should be on methadone.
I went to UCSD and they had, said I could either do the MS Contin or
methadone.
What's MS Contin?
Morphine, long-acting morphine.
Ooh.
And the narco, I don't really take much of that just because I know I could get hooked on that really.
Well, you are.
I try to keep my, you know, dose down. I take one or two a day at the most.
All right, so, Neil.
What's your question then?
Is this kind of medicine, I mean, is this going to be, if the prognosis is a lot of pain for the rest of my future, which is what it looks like, are these medicines I would be taking for a long time, or
yes.
would they?
But even if you didn't have pain, you would insist on something like this. So I think methadone may be in your future.
All right, so he's got to get in a program.
Or not? A maintenance program, maybe. Because he doesn't sound like he's motivated or interested in a real program.
In getting off things.
He's got chronic pain. It's probably a real...
That story...
You're saying methadone is a safer alternative to this medicine?
I personally hate methadone. But methadone...
Makes me vomit.
But methadone, there's a whole school of thought that someone like this should be in what's called a harm avoidance treatment program. Where he's refusing to come off opiates, he's refusing to identify as an addict, he's got a real source of chronic pain that's going to make it almost impossible to be off opiates. In terms of the addictive process, methadone lessens some of that. It's a horrible drug, believe me, I'm not a part of it, but there's, whenever...
How does it lessen it? I mean,
Because there are people that know how to dial in the dose in such a way as to reduce the drives and whatnot. I mean, you make somebody chronically ill.
Have you ever seen it work, though?
as opposed to MS Cotton and Norco, which is going to continue to progress. You hear how he's always already talking about calling in and saying the dog ate my prescriptions and stuff.
Well, he said
he doesn't do that.
He knows how to do that. I promise he does it once in a while, and he's going to start doing that as time moves along. The point is, there's no progression. Listen, you're talking to a guy. I'm arguing on behalf of other people's feelings on methadone. I hate methadone. I hate what the situation this guy's in.
It's evil, man.
Yeah, it's awful.
Sorry, here.
That story was a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I guess what it's that harm avoidance thing. It should be called cut your losses.
It's called cut your losses, or we're going to make you chronically ill. But we're basically throwing in the towel at that point on people. And so we're saying is that you're never going to get better. You're never
harm avoidance. Yeah. That's the sort of passive crap that.
Well,
real. I mean, it is at a certain point if somebody is not going to seek help. Or they're not going to get off of something that's worse, then it's basically like we'll give you something that's it's a little less worse. At least we can deal with.
I just love that they would call it that.
But here's the pros and cons. The pros are there's less behaviors, addictive behaviors, and less progression on methadone. The cons is methadone is impossible to get off of. It's easier to get off the MS Cotton than it is the more.
Mark, what do you know about methadone? Because you're making faces.
He doesn't like it. I don't like it either.
I know none of us like it, but I mean, do you have a story? Is there anything you want to talk about?
I just think it's evil, man. The U.S. government has a patent on it, and they want
that's why
to
they
keep
like
people
it
on it. You know?
Really? You think it's like a conspiracy?
I believe that. Yeah, it is a conspiracy. They make money on it.
Who makes money on it?
The government.
Like the
patent.
Federal government makes money off it.
I don't know that. I know that. People that I respect have sort of gone over to that way of thinking because of all the recidivism and whatnot. And the doctors that I know that work in that field themselves make no money, and they just believe that it's, you know, the way to do it. So
but
I don't know whether they're being fueled by something.
Anybody who's been around methadone, methadone clinics, that whole thing, you know, there's just as easy to you know, continue the progression.
On methadone.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I agree with you. And
Drew hates methadone, by the way.
Methadone. I hate
I'm
methadone.
Surprised that he's
well, because I feel irresponsible not describing what a big, big group of people believe. Because I've been criticized for not discussing it. People say, you never talk about methadone. And the reality is...
The reason why you shouldn't.
Well, but here's the problem, is that there's the majority of addiction medicine specialists now believe in methadone, and so I become not offering that. I'm being very clear. I hate methadone. I don't think it's a good thing.
Mark, stop giving Drew the stink eye over there. It's against methadone.
I'm against it.
I know, but
it's for people. It's not for people. It's for people that for which there is no alternative, or which death is the next thing that's going to come for sure. And the possibility of treatment and recovery doesn't exist. Chronic pain, people with no resources.
Not everyone's going to be the president. We get it. Maria? Life is for the living, right, fellas?
Yeah. A good time, right?
Maria,
yeah, good time.
Talk to us about puppies and sandwiches and ponies that swim. Something happy.
Yeah. Maria, you're 19. What's up?
My problem is I've gone from a 36C to a 38 double D in under a year.
That's what happens when you put that weight on.
Bouncy, bouncy.
That's the thing. I haven't put any weight on at all.
Really? That's great. What's your size? What size are you?
5'8", about 140.
Mm-hmm.
You're fat.
True, please. And you have a your 38 double D?
Mm-hmm.
And it just increased for no reason? You weren't pregnant or anything?
You're overweight.
Drew, please.
Nothing at all.
Well, is this a bad thing?
No, I mean, I hate it. It's just hard to find clothes, and I just don't. And then I have stretch marks now, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Guys don't mind stretch marks like women think.
Speak
guys mind stretch marks. You don't like stretch marks?
No, you know, they get lighter as time goes on.
Yeah, once in a while you see a woman in a bikini and she's got that little, especially if she's got a tan, you'll see those little stretch marks around the side of her ass.
Yeah.
But she's got a nice ass. That doesn't hurt anything. I'm into that. When I see a little stretch mark on the side of the boob, it just means big boob to me. I equate it with big boobs. That's a positive.
My boyfriend's fond of making fun of me and telling me that some people
boobs just keep growing, and I don't know if that's true, and I hope it's not.
Well, there is such a thing as mammary gigantism.
Yeah, you know, I got a whole magazine that's dedicated
and
to that.
They bi-weekly. They get the reductions, and then things regrow again. There is such a thing, but Marie, don't worry about that. That's pretty unusual.
Okay.
All right, so you're fine. Your can's been a little bigger.
Is there anything you could do about stretch marks, though?
Laser.
I don't like them.
You could talk to a cosmetic person about laser, or sometimes they can even cut them out, that kind of thing.
Okay. But there's no real good way to get rid of them. Nothing topical is going to do anything.
Nothing you can do by yourself, that's for sure.
Okay.
The only kind of cream that'll work on them is if I rub it in. Yes, it's true.
Laser cream.
That's right. All right there, Maria. You're fine. Your boyfriend's into you, right? Does he like the new boobs?
Yeah, but I don't.
Okay, well, listen, ladies, you want them bigger, you want them smaller, you're never satisfied. It's fine. It's fine. Your chest grew. Your ass didn't get any bigger.
You got a laser. You're good.
Yeah, that's a win-win. All right, let's take a quick break. Queens of Stone Age here, and we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Got a big Valentine's week coming up. You know, I called it Valentine's with an M for my better part of my adult life.
Well, you never could read, so you wouldn't.
Yeah, just whatever word sounded like.
Yeah.
All right, Queens of the Stone Age here tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark is, Mark's back, and Josh is
coming back,
coming into the studio. We're going to hear a second song off the CD.
It was up on the board.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, because now is about the time to hear it. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a phone call, and then we'll hear another song from Queens of the Stone Age. Amanda?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes.
What is up?
My husband and I have been married for 9 years, and we have 2 kids. Mm-hmm. And the last 2 years, he's been playing this game called Diablo on the internet.
Mm-hmm. This and, your husband? Has?
Yes.
Okay.
And our sex life has basically stopped.
Because he's busy on the computer.
Yeah, I come in and my friends say, "Well, try something else, wear lingerie or something," and I do that. I hate oral sex. I've even offered him oral sex. He turns to me and says, "Don't make me choose between the computer and you, because I'll choose the computer."
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's my impression too.
What is the Diablo game?
It's some role-playing internet game where you can play with other people on the net.
What do you role-play?
He plays a role of a frigid gay husband.
He's not gay and he's not cheating on me. It's just our whole relationship. He forgets birthdays.
Is he beating off?
Probably.
Why do you say that?
Because he always has. I don't see it.
He always has. That's why. Why should you assume otherwise, you see?
Well, I mean, if a guy's on the internet for prolonged periods of time, chances are...
Oh, my God. Listen, whoa.
I time him. He doesn't believe me, and I say, it's been 9 hours. Just
are you sure he's always watching Diablo? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wake up at middle of the night and see what he's doing, and that's what he's doing.
I think you should get Diablo tattooed under your belly button with an arrow pointing down.
How does he work?
He goes to work, and he comes home and just does that.
And something going on.
Wait, right? And you have 2 kids?
Yes.
This guy's a mess.
Yeah, there's something more going on here, Amanda. This
he says he's
you're fat.
To be attractive.
Oh, please.
But...
Yeah, but when did he spend time with the kids?
Well, he really doesn't.
Right. 9 hours a day means he is completely absorbed in his fantasy world when he's not at work. Completely.
What's wrong with
and that yeah, but when he has a family and stuff,
I thought you were saying it was bad he wasn't involved in his fantasy world at work. I see. No, oh, you're saying it's bad. You're right. Okay.
Amanda, you ought to maybe get him evaluated. There's something more going on.
We went to counseling like 3 or 4 times. And
about this?
Yes, and I showed up, and he didn't show up.
Well, he
playing Diablo?
I don't know what he was doing. It devastated me because I'm showing up for couples counseling.
Yeah, this is more than couples. So he needs an evaluation.
He won't do it.
You ever show up for couples counseling, and your other half stands you up, so you got to get that beard You know, you just pull that day laborer off the street. You give him $40, tell him to keep quiet, smile, and nod, and sitting there. And, you know, you're just trying to play it straight with the shrink. And they're wondering because there's a Mexican guy wearing a Mickey Mouse T-shirt who's covered with spackle sitting next to you. But he just smiles. Once in a while, he starts talking. You elbow him, and he just keeps smiling again. Yeah.
We don't even fight anymore. He ignores me when I try to talk to him. I find myself doing outrageous things just to get him to yell at me.
Like what?
I pulled on the steering wheel and almost caused a car accident.
That's great.
Something is really wrong here.
And I've been taking a medication so I don't get so upset over this.
Yeah, but, I mean, maybe he's, like, schizophrenic or profoundly depressed. I mean, there's something really going on here that is way outside of your control.
He could...
Maybe he's addicted to something. I don't know. Maybe there's porn addiction in here or something that you're not aware of.
He could be going toward a Shining type thing. You know what I mean?
He really, really needs to
I don't want to scare you, but you could find this guy at the foot of your bed with an axe.
Well,
at least he'd notice I was there.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
There's a plus sign.
Good times. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Any attention is good attention. Hacking attention. Hey, Amanda, for the sake of your kids, you got to give this guy an ultimatum. You got to say
I would feel really guilty because, I mean, everyone says, oh, he's such a sweet guy, but
he
doesn't hit me. He doesn't drink. He doesn't.
I know. He can't do anything. He's comatose in front of the Mac. Just look, you got to lay down the law and don't be scared to leave. And so what if you leave? What are you losing?
Well, yeah.
Okay. What's wrong with you, baby? What happened to your self-esteem?
Well,
her dad was the abusive alcoholic.
Did your dad play a lot of Diablo growing up?
No, but he was an abusive alcoholic.
He was. All right. Yeah. Well, now you have a abusive Beelzebub.
Well, he's not even abusive.
Well, no, who's Beelzebub? Is that like the devil's cousin? It's kind of the devil. Yeah. It's not completely the devil, is it?
Nickname for him.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Oh. It's like when I used to be called Brillo Head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't roll off the tongue, though, Brillo Head, as much as Beelzebub.
Well, neither does Beelzebub.
Yeah, it is a little rocky for a nickname. Yeah. You think you just call him Belzy or Belza or something. Beelzebub.
Beelzebub takes some training.
But isn't it from literature or something, Drew? Look up Beelzebub, would you?
Well, I'm looking it up.
All right. It's from Paradise Lost. Is it what you're writing on the screen there, Brian? Maybe.
Dante's Inferno.
Okay, let's hear a song from Queens of the Stone Age, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. I was about to say what it was, but then they erased it. Okay. It's called...
Go with the Flow or something?
Go with the Flow. Go. buddy.
Thank you very much.
Queens of the Stone Age. All right, we're almost home, fellas. I know you guys, band's been traveling. Band's tired. Uncle Adam's been traveling, too.
We always come here right after some jet-lagging tour.
I got to get a plane at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Drew going to Atlanta? Somebody dropped a nickel over there?
No.
Help finding it?
No.
Huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. Lindy?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm calling. Well, first of all, you guys rock. I love your show. I'm calling in regards to the conversation that you made the other night about Bakersfield and how Bakersfield should be one of the cities that's destroyed because it's a cesspool.
Right, we just played Bakersfield.
Yeah. Yeah, I've decided I was going to buy it, actually, and then clean it up temporarily and then get some wealthy Asian businessman to buy it before it went back to normal.
But haven't you ever been to the Crystal Palace? Buck Owens place there?
No.
Unfortunately, that's not one of our best. But I wanted to call and tell you that I am proof that not everybody from Bakersfield is jacked up on crank or has five kids. Because I'm in graduate school and I'm a speech-language pathologist.
Oh, I thought she was going to say I'm doing coke and I have three kids.
Yeah.
No, so not everybody in
Well, what are you doing in Bakersfield, then?
And what's wrong with the Crystal Palace and Buck Owens? I want to know.
I'm actually living in Fresno for school, but I'm born and raised in Bakersfield.
Fresno? That's where they make tab, right?
Well, no, but you can be okay if you get out of Bakersfield, can't you?
Yeah, it's just if you stay in Bakersfield.
But Bakersfield is my home, and I'm fourth-generation driller, which means my great-great-grandmother went to the same high school I did.
Yeah, but if you were a fourth-generation poop eater, you wouldn't have to do that either.
What's a driller?
It's a good town, and not everybody
should
be classified as... The caller that called that one night.
I know, but it's generally a bad town.
What's a driller?
A driller. That's a Bakersfield High graduate.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, hell. I was going to say that.
Listen, are you high or stupid? You think we know all the high schools in Bakersfield?
Hey, now. You're from L.A., so, you know. Don't be hating Bakersfield because they're small.
Yeah, but you made a casual reference to a mascot
and then
of a school.
When Drew questioned you, you were like, driller.
Well, you know who the Fresno State mascots are, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
What are they?
No, they're...
We're the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, that's right. All right, baby.
Well, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Can you call back again? Because keep this going.
What's the driller refer to?
It refers to somebody who drills oil.
Okay.
All
right.
Can I ask a really quick question to Dr. Drew?
Sure.
Do you come across any behavioral disordered children who have communicative disorders? And if so, do you feel that there's an underlying reason why they have the disorder plus the behavioral?
Boring. Drew was a Lord Jeff. He went to Amherst.
That's right.
So, no, I meant, is there research that shows that there are similarities and that's why there's communicative disorders in behavioral children?
Are you asking, does one cause the other?
Yes.
I don't know that there's good evidence for that. I know they coexist commonly.
Boring. All right.
Hey, no, not boring.
Go to the, I know Bakersfield doesn't have a library, but I think they have a bookmobile. So go to the bookmobile and look it up. She made some great defense with her drillers. She got dumber as the minutes wore on, didn't she? Start off sort of smart, right?
I know I did.
Yeah, something happened. Like someone vacuumed her brain. Like she got like liposuction in her brain like 2 minutes into that call, didn't she?
That linguistic skill stuff that she's studying was great. It's working good.
It worked good. The Queens of Stone Age are here. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jonathan
from Korn, and you're listening to Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew on...
All right. Got to check those levels there, Anderson. Speaking of Bakersfield, that's Korn. Queens of the Stone Age here tonight.
Wow.
Whoa. We're on the home stretch, fellas. We got to wrap this show up, Drew.
Yeah.
You got to get up early. The boys got jet lag. I'm tired.
The callers are getting
crazy.
And let me
say this: the band is disappointed in new callers. They were looking for a happy, upbeat kind of serendipity sort of vibe. And
I thought the show was about summer fun.
Originally, that's how it was conceived. Like those, paddle boats and guys chasing butterflies.
Yeah.
And it's turned into unwanted Sherbert. Pregnancies and meth.
Amputees, meth.
Yes. Sarah?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
You're pregnant?
You're a midget amputee on meth?
What? How far along are you?
I'm about 5 months and 2 weeks.
18. First child?
No, it's my second.
Oh. Really? I'm always curious. When you crank the kid out at 16 and a half, nobody sits you down, has a little conversation with you?
Or puts a needle in you with a progesterone in it?
Well, I gave him up for adoption.
Oh, all right.
But
good girl.
Still, someone ought to sit you down and look at you as sort of a high-risk category and have a
little conversation. Well, I was on depo, too, until me and my husband got married.
All right. So, what's going on?
Okay.
Well,
this
fine.
Is, like, really weird. I, like, don't want to have sex with my husband, and he can't understand it. And it's like everybody's telling me there's something wrong with me because all
no,
they wanted
nothing,
to do
no,
was
no.
have sex when they were pregnant.
Yeah, that happens, and it usually happens actually later in the pregnancy.
Yeah.
So it'll be what you want to do later probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we understand we don't want to have sex with your husband either.
And it's like, and he makes me mad because he wants to masturbate, and it's not...
Well, he has to masturbate.
Yeah.
Well, I know
he has to
masturbate, but...
I take everything away from the man.
He's always watching porn stuff before he actually tries to have sex with me, and it kind of makes me mad.
Yeah, this is going to last forever, by the way. You're 18?
Yes.
The over-under is 19 and a half.
How old is he?
19.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fixing to be 19. My birthday is on the 13th.
Right.
Save vagina.
Can you really plan on getting older? I mean, can you move that process along if you're focused on it enough? Like, there's a lot of going on and fixing to. Is that just something that happens, the age thing? Hey, Sarah?
Yes.
What's your husband do?
What does he do? What do you mean?
How does he support you? What does he do for a living?
I mean, what's his masturbatorial technique? That's what I'm asking. Is it two-fingered, spit-in-the-palm guy like backhand. Myself, is it... or is it backhander?
Yeah.
He actually doesn't have a job right now.
All right.
Is he fixing to get one? He's going to the workforce,
and they're trying to find him a job because the work's really slow here in Pennsylvania, and we don't have a car.
Okay.
Wow.
So. Okay.
Well, we'd like to drop by and just hang out, if you don't mind.
Why'd you guys go ahead and have the kid? I mean, why'd you get pregnant if things aren't looking so good?
Well, everything was, like, looking fine and everything, and I got off my depo because I heard so many bad things about it, and it took me a year to get pregnant, and we were already married and everything when I got pregnant.
You're 18 now. Are we in some sort of, like, time machine or something?
Let's
you had a kid at 16 and...
Twilight Zone.
Adam asked the question, why, if things were sort of economically shaky, why would you choose to have a child?
I have no idea. We didn't really like.
All right. Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, ma'am. All right. Well, listen. We hope we wish your husband well in this job search. You got to let the guy beat off if he doesn't get to have sex with you.
And you'll be coming around. He has to understand there are profound biological changes that affect your receptivity and sex drive.
All right.
And that's just the way it goes. He's gonna have to get used to it.
Okay.
All right. And okay.
What about the severe biological changes that are happening to me and Josh?
Yeah, going through all this?
Yeah.
My
sex drive
has
gone right out the window.
Yeah,
I'm really glad that she's having as many kids as possible.
They tried for a whole year.
Go ahead and throw them in there.
What
is the Hindenburg burning?
What is it really you're pregnant at 15 and a half or 16? You see the thing through all the way through to full term, give the kid away, and then like 13 months later you're trying again for a kid? Is that...
I can do it right this time, I promise.
It's even a little weirder. The thing was, well, I had all these bad things about Provera, about Depo, so I stopped. Didn't really choose to get a pregnancy, but I...
Yeah.
Like, there's no association between...
What is it about stupid poor people that insist... What is that drive to procreate? Like, what? Look, here's who I would like to have kids. Rich gays. You know what I mean? How come the group that I want to procreate will not engage in this,
They're
and the group I don't want to seems to be driven to it like lemmings to the sea?
Yeah. It's to manage their affect. It's to give them something to love them and fill them and give them joy in a joyless life.
The joy of giving your kids away.
What they don't realize, it's a thankless, pain-in-the-ass job. It's very painful.
Right. I mean, Drew, your kids hate you, right?
Well, not yet. Get
there's a better-than-average chance one of them's going gay or at least bi, yes?
That's the way things go.
We can hope.
Yeah, thank you.
I know. JV?
Yes?
You're 24?
Hello?
What's up?
Hi, sorry, I'm kind of nervous, but,
I am too. This has been going downhill.
I had a question for Josh.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you were able to tell me, what key you play, No One Knows in.
It's in C.
In C?
Yeah.
That wasn't
God,
so bad.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks.
And you're going to have an abortion tomorrow? No?
Not last week.
No, I'm going to practice your song tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn it, and it's like, I didn't think it'd be that hard.
You in a band?
It's pretty simple.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Polka.
All right, we got that little girl voice here, Drew. It's going to be too scary to bring that up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyone molest you?
No.
Good girl.
What?
It's fine. I didn't get the feeling.
Just
the voice. Yeah, I heard the voice, but not the feeling.
All right. Let's go out on a high note.
Yeah.
Savannah?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yes.
You're pregnant?
Yes.
All righty. That's right.
Let's do this.
We're going to go out skipping to the van. 15 and pregnant.
Yeah.
Boyfriend?
Yes.
Is he supportive? Is he staying with you with this?
Well, he dropped out of high school, and he's going to go back for his GED, and he's trying to get a job.
But he's
supporting. Where's my bourbon?
Is he?
He's off to a good start.
What's your plan with his pregnancy?
What?
What's your plan with his pregnancy?
I'm going to keep it. My mom doesn't know yet, though.
Oh, mom only.
Doesn't know you're pregnant.
No, and I'm fixing on telling her about 3 or 4 months.
Fixing?
Well, that sounds like some good fixing.
Yeah, but I'm thin, and you better tell her.
How pregnant are you now?
I'm only, I'll be 1 month on the 13th.
And
still time for an abortion.
How old is your mom? No.
My mom's 34.
Yeah.
So she was like 11 when she had you.
Right.
And you have an older sister that's 28, right?
No, I'm the oldest.
Okay. How about a nice abortion? If the show will pay for it. What?
I've already had one of those.
Okay, we've learned your lesson.
Yeah, and I don't want another one because that's what I don't want.
Why is that? Just curiosity.
Yeah, I would argue you're on a roll.
Do you have a bad feeling about that? Or?
I don't like it. I'm totally against it. And
okay. Well, how about adoption?
No, I don't like that either.
How about a condom?
Plus my boyfriend. Okay, the thing is, I'm going to be 16 in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my boyfriend's 18.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Again, I would bring up adoption, and let me...
He doesn't even want to do that.
Okay. Well, I don't know what your question is. How do you tell your family?
I don't... I was wondering if it's okay, like, if I tell her later, because his stepmom wants me to tell her now. But I want to tell her later because I feel it's better because my mom would totally freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, she won't... She'll freak out even more.
Tell her now. Tell her now because you're just gonna get a knot in your stomach, pardon the pun, waiting 2 months to tell your stepmom or whoever. Just tell her. If you're gonna have it, now you're mama, now you're adult, now you gotta do what it takes. All right. Quick jag here for about 10 seconds. Really, there's really nothing anyone can have a kid at any age and just ruin the kid. This is completely okay. There's a law for every other goddamn thing in this country.
Why can't you have a license to drive a car? You should have to, like, get a license to have a kid or something. A
few short months, she'll be sitting right next to me on Southwest with a kid on her knees while the stewardess is beating on me because the peanut wrapper's not fully in the upright position.
Yeah. I'm going to have to give the band some effects or a Prozac or something on the way out here.
They're getting I'm losing my faith in,
All right, we'll take a break. Drew, you go to the happy closet.
Okay.
Yeah, and let's all have children. I'll meet you there.
Well, that's the the show, mercifully, for the band.
No, man, these
songs,
poor guys.
Songs for the Deaf, name of the CD.
I don't know how you do it. I've had such a good time the other two times we've been here, and today it was
it's poignant.
Yeah, I mean, I need a group hug or some kind of kick to the crotch or a slap in the chop.
I think you'll enjoy it next time when it's fun and games again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you a dry hump in the rape corridor.
And then a pump and dump.
On the way out, yeah. Queens of the Stone Age, everybody. Thanks for coming by. And I hope this would not dissuade you in any way for coming back again to the show.
No,
we have to come back now.
Well, yeah, we have to end on a high note.
Right. All right, so we'll do it again soon. I want to thank Brian and Tara, Don't Call Me Tara, for doing a great job on the phones. Producer Ann, and of course, Anderson, for doing a wonderful job all week. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Yes, sir, Ms. Carolla.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.